Governor Deal says the state has been in talks with the FDA to help Georgia children with seizure disorders receive cannabis oil in a safe and legal manner. He says the first pathway would expand a federal clinical trial already underway, along with the assistance of Georgia Regents University. A private company is conducting the FDA trial. Deal also says the state would like to oversee its own clinical study led by Georgia Regents University, using a marijuana oil from Mississippi.
And this is something that I should say at this point in time is not necessarily going to provide immediate relief. It is something that will require probably many months, hopefully not many years. But it will move us forward.
The action comes after both legislative chambers passed legislation aimed at legalizing the use of an oil-based form of medical marijuana for seizure disorders. However, the bill failed to gain final approval due to arguments between State House and Senate leaders. The trials are welcome news to Shannon Cloud, whose 8-year-old daughter has a seizure disorder.
And to see some of the other states, Alabama, Kentucky, Utah, to get their laws passed, it was disappointing to us. But we feel now like Georgia is still committed to trying to do something to help children with seizures.
Deal also announced a two-region pilot program to privatize part of the state's child welfare system.
In the event we do decide to go further, that it would probably be the format that we'd recommend statewide. But we want to make sure that it works, and we want to give it a fair opportunity to prove that it works and that it produces positive results.
The two regions have yet to be announced, but private companies will oversee the placement, recruitment, and retention of foster families. Meanwhile, the state's Division of Family and Children Services will continue to oversee case management responsibilities. The effort comes after state lawmakers could not reach an agreement on legislation to privatize a portion of the state's child welfare system. Michelle Worth, WABE News.